The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
We are all so busy playing politics now, we are missing what is right in front of us, and that is there is corruption in our own government, in the Justice Department, in the FBI. I'm not sure. And I want to make sure that, you know, anybody who works for the FBI that might be listening, I do not question the local people. I don't know how far deep this goes, but there is trouble at the top. And they are covering things, and they are covering for politicians and parties, and I believe both sides. And I believe that there is something rotten to the core when it comes to Russia. People talk about Uranium One and Hillary Clinton and, you know, this deal with Russia and Uranium One, but I don't think people really understand what it even is. It's a very complex story, and it's why one of the reasons why it's really not covered on television, because it's complex. And, you know, without a chalkboard, nobody seems to be able to figure out how to tell a story. So this week, and we started last night, we are telling you the story of the corruption of Uranium One, the Russian government, and the connections to the FBI and to the Clintons. Last night, we told you a little bit about uranium and how valuable of a resource it is, how it's used to fuel nuclear power plants, et cetera, et cetera. That was part one last night.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point of this, is that to take you through it, because I think people get a general sense of Uranium One. Didn't Clinton do something shady? I don't know all the details, but I wanted to investigate.
Yeah, it's Clinton in bed with in Russia, and they gave away uranium.
Right.
It's so much deeper than that.
Right. You need to have the foundation, and that's kind of how this works. The new series of chalkboards that we're doing on TV. We've done, this is the fourth one, I think, so far, taking a complicated issue and kind of bringing it through. So if you watch all four of these, you're going to know more than 99.9% of Americans about these topics.
And you'll really understand it from start to finish. Not you know, the greatest depth, but you will have all of the basics to really understand what this story is about.
Okay, so we started here kind of explaining, you know, why there's a huge desire, why corruption is possible in this general area, because that's important to understand if you know why people were motivated to do the things they did. Listen.
Uranium is extremely valuable and a vital strategic asset for the United States, not only for nuclear weapons, but for energy needs. Uranium is a key ingredient of the plutonium that we use in nuclear weapons, as, of course, we learned in Back to the Future.
Doc, you don't just walk into a store and buy plutonium.
So, yes, uranium is a little hard to come by still today. Once you dig uranium ore out of the ground, it has to undergo all kinds of complicated scientific processes of pulverizing and then enrichment to get the uranium pellets that are usable as fuel for nuclear power plants. A pellet is about the size of a pencil eraser. So let me just take the eraser off. A uranium pellet, the size of a pencil eraser, produces the same amount of energy as 149 gallons of oil, or 1,780 pounds of coal. In this, that's pretty valuable stuff. The U.S. has 99 nuclear power plants across the country, and that produces 20% of our electricity here in the country. That requires a ton of uranium, literally. So where do we get it? Well, mostly from other countries. Between 80 and 90% of that uranium from year to year comes from another country, and it is huge business. In 2016, the U.S. power companies that own nuclear power plants here in the U.S. bought 51 million pounds. 51 million pounds. That's a lot. And selling at a price of $42 a pound, do the math. I mean, I would do it, but that's what I have the chalkboard for. It's $2.1 billion. $2.1 billion. So that sets the stage. Uranium, vital national resource for both weapons and energy. It's expensive, and power companies here in America buy a heck of a lot of it.
tonight, that was just part of the chalkboard. And if we have time, we'll get into more of it. Is there another piece that you think is really important here?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can go into...
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk, because it goes in, that's kind of the basis. Why is there this big pot of money that people are trying to reach their hands into? Here we go into about how the Russians tried to and did succeed buying the largest stake in this uranium company, Uranium One.
One-fifth of all uranium in the world comes from Kazakhstan. Remember his name, because he comes into play later on in this series. But in 2007, a South African mining company called Uranium One bought Eurasia Energy, and it cost them $3.5 billion. So now they're connected. So now, with major mines in Africa, Australia, Kazakhstan under its control, Uranium One expanded into the U.S., buying uranium exploration properties and mines in Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. Uranium One wanted to become a big uranium supplier to the American market, which I mentioned earlier is insanely lucrative. But in 2009, 2 years after Uranium One bought Eurasia Energy, a new investor arrived on the scene. Rosatom. Rosatom is the Russian government's nuclear energy agency. They bought a 20% interest in Uranium One. So, Rosatom, hang on. It's a government agency, and yet it's for profit? Yeah. It's a socialist or fascistic kind of system over there. It's a government agency, which means Rosatom is under this guy's control. Putin. Now Rosatom has 20%. But by 2010, Uranium One expanded its American holdings enough to own one-fifth at the time of all uranium production capacity in the U.S., one-fifth of everything we take out of the ground. That's when Rosatom upped the ante. It bought the majority stake in Uranium One, which means Moscow, Vladimir Putin, now controls all of this Uranium One and one-fifth of all of the production in the United States.
Sounds like a good idea.
So tonight, there's much more to that, and it's up on demand at theblaze.com/TV. I urge you to watch these chalkboards. This one is a beginning of series of things in Russia and the corruption in our own government. This is why tonight we get into the Russian schemes and how the FBI knew about it and has covered it up for some reason. Now, tonight, we start with a guy named Vadim Makarin. And he is in his Washington, D.C. office, and he is the head of Rosatom's U.S. uranium sales operation. So he's working for Putin and Rosatom. The phone rings in his office, and he is told by an unidentified person that his car alarm is going off downstairs in the parking garage. So Vadim goes down, and his car was silent. But that's when a small group of strangers approach him and they say, come with us. He does. He goes into an office that he thought was vacant, but it wasn't. Several other strangers are inside, and the walls are covered with photos and charts and maps and a web of connections, just like you see in the movies. These strangers were FBI agents, and they had targeted him for several years, and they had all of the connections to Putin and all of the corruption here in the United States. They knew about the corruption. They knew about the connections. They then used him and said, you're going to prison for a very long time unless you help us complete a few pictures. That's where we begin tonight. And this is where you begin to say, wait a minute. If the FBI knew this, why aren't the people involved in jail? Why are we having this conversation? Why is everybody saying that nothing happened here? Because it clearly did. Tonight, you will see the FBI. Tomorrow, you see it go into the federal government and the Clintons. And it is astounding. The story that you're not going to really have explained to you, I don't think any place else, the Chalkboard series this week is on Uranium One and the Russian corruption with the Clintons that you need to understand. And that is only on theblaze.com/TV, the 5 o'clock show. You can watch it at theblaze.com/TV. Subscribe and understand your world.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio.